Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
Is PAWPAW the next generation cancer therapy? My guest is Laureen Benoit, a natural health consultant and founder of Benoit & Associates Health Education Services. And she's joining me today to discuss Acimina tribola. I hope I said that right. Also known as PAWPAW. We'll just call it PAWPAW. That'll be easier. Research, though, shows that it improves cancer survival. Laureen, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Did I say it right? Did I pronounce it right?
Pretty close. I will just say one time it's Acimina triloba. And that's
triloba,
the Latin,
okay.
Triloba, and that's the Latin name so that people make sure they're getting the correct species of pawpaw.
Okay, awesome. But we'll just call it pawpaw from here. How's that?
That sounds good.
Listen, I know based on my research of what you've done and stuff and your website, I know you're a big believer in alternative cancer treatment. So tell us how you came across pawpaw and what is it exactly?
Well, it's a herb, first of all. It's a herb that grows in the southern United States. Different species of pawpaw grow in different parts of the world, but the one that's been tested, researched, and proven to be an effective natural chemotherapy is the pawpaw Acimina triloba, which grows in the United States. I have been working with
so that, and so this is. And how did you come across this exactly? What made you? What led you to check out pawpaw and its effects?
Okay, well, I've been studying cancer for. Well, my brother passed away from cancer about 16 years ago. I had been studying it for a number of years before that. I've been a natural health practitioner going on 35 years. So when he came down with cancer, obviously that was where my focus
Laureen, it looks
shifted.
Like I. Laureen, yes. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, sorry, because I couldn't hear you. You were kind of going in and out, but that's okay. Keep going.
Okay. So it was because of my brother that I focused further in on cancer research. And about 8 years ago, a herbal company that I have used for now 24 years came out with a pawpaw, and that's how I became familiar with it, and when we started working with it and seeing some rather amazing results, even with, later stage people, I started studying it more. And I was asked in 2005 to write a script to present the pawpaw information across Canada. So I did quite a bit of studying it since about 2005.
So now, and please forgive me if you went over this, you kind of went out on me there a little bit, but I think the listeners were fine. It was on my end here. How does it work exactly? What's some of the research showing its benefit? What is it doing to cancer cells, basically?
Well, it basically, Mike, has four mechanisms of action, and they all base around the active ingredients. Like every plant has what they call actives, and they're the chemicals within the plant that do the action of that particular herb. So they're active called acetogenins, and what the acetogenins do is they inhibit ATP production, and that, Mr. Doctor, you probably know that's adenosine triphosphate, and we just abbreviated as ATP. ATP is the basic energy, part of the cycle of creating energy in our body. So if we had no ATP, we'd be dead.
Wouldn't be
and
good.
Every cell requires ATP for energy production, but what pawpaw does is it modulates or inhibits ATP to the cells of rapidly growing cells. So, in other words, it selectively targets those cells that are ATP energy hungry, and that those are cancer cells, and it inhibits the production of ATP so that those cells can no longer grow new blood vessels, which is in the cancer terminology is called angiogenesis. They cannot reproduce DNA and RNA, and they inhibit the what's called the multiple drug resistant pump. So they work in four different ways. They stop the energy at the cellular growth. They stop blood cell growth. They stop the DNA and RNA replication of the cells, and they inhibit this MDR pump, which we may or may not get into later. It's in my book. So they work in four ways to stop that growth.
So, but let me ask you then, it kind of begs the question, Lorraine. You mentioned that it's attracted to energy-hungry type cells, cells that are dividing a lot. So what about the side effects then? Do you notice that there's issues with the gastrointestinal tract or nerve cells, muscle cells that are using energy as well?
No, and that's what the beauty of it. I mean, it can have side effects, but it's self-limiting, and that's the beauty of a natural product over a chemical synthetic chemotherapy. As you know, most people are aware, regular chemotherapy does cause a lot of side effects for people, which are then further treated with further drugs. With pawpaw, the most significant aspect of its therapeutic action is that it's self-limiting. So one person may feel some gastrointestinal upset, just as you mentioned, Mike, taking three pawpaw a day or one pawpaw at a time. The next person with a different type of cancer, with a different constitution, may take six pawpaw at a time and have no distress. And the amazing way that it works, and this is what the oncologist, Dr. John Forsyth, and the researcher, Dr. Jerry McLaughlin, this is what they found so amazing about the pawpaw, is that because it was self-limiting, you got no toxic effects. As soon as someone starts to feel a little bit nauseous or a little bit of gastrointestinal upset, they know that that's their limit. They back down by one capsule, so it's very simple, and then they feel fine, and then they know what dosage they need. They have never found it such an effective chemotherapy that is self-limiting and thereby non-toxic.
And these are from, you know, that's from the conventional oncologist saying this as well. I know that when I did my research on this, there are some decent peer-reviewed journals with it, mostly laboratory and cell culture studies, but nice peer-reviewed publications there. What about, is it safe to use in combination with other cancer drugs? Because, you know, a lot of people are going to be on multiple drugs.
Yeah, that's the other benefit of it, which, again, is pretty remarkable for, well, a lot of natural products you can use with chemotherapy. However, most oncologists, because they aren't aware of them, out of sort of fear-based, they won't allow people to take other things. But with pawpaw, we actually encourage people, if they are going to take medical chemotherapy, it will be far more effective if they take pawpaw in addition. And that's because of that MDR pump, multiple drug-resistant pump that I mentioned earlier.
Right.
So people are getting repeated chemotherapy. There is a mechanism within the cells called the MDR pump, which sort of pumps the toxins out of the cell quickly, so sometimes it can't have as much of an effect as it should on killing the cancer. The more often that a person's getting chemotherapy, the stronger that MDR pump is. Now, pawpaw can inhibit, because it inhibits ATP production, it inhibits that pump. So if someone is taking chemotherapy and they take pawpaw in addition, they're going to get more effect from the chemotherapy.
I mean, that's an interesting point that you just brought up,
too. Sorry, it's not like I believe in pumping toxic chemotherapy into people, but if they are making that choice because they feel they have to, then at least they can make it more effective by taking the pawpaw along with it.
Yeah, and I know that they're looking at this in breast cancer, for instance, estrogen-positive breast cancer, where there's tamoxifen resistance. So what? Just real quickly, give me a two or three types of cancers you use this on.
I've used it on everything. We've used it on lymphatic lymphoma, breast cancer, prostate cancer, lung cancer, colon cancer, brain cancer, I can't think of anything we haven't used it on, liver cancer. I mean, I can keep going.
So tell us the name of your book real quickly and where people can purchase it. You got about 10 seconds.
The Pawpaw Program, A Christopher Columbus Approach to Cancer. The World is Round and Cancer Can Be Treated Naturally.
All right, and I just lost Lorraine again. We're just having some connections here. I'm going to go ahead and end it. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike Staywell.